WDJW, it's KJ4 Waikiki.
KJ4 YQK, W4DJW. Hey, David.
Sorry, over the echo length, I get in there better.
Well, you're pretty solid there, unless you just can't hear me.
And KJ4 YQK on echo length. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, David. Doing good. How about you? What's going on?
Not much. We're heading down to Florida in about 3 weeks, Walt Disney World. Are you coming out to the thing out at Table Rock in March?
I'm not sure what's going on at Table Rock in March. What is that?
Giants had like a weekend event out there. I thought you now said in the Ham Club meeting there. It's a weekend event out there. We're camping out for a weekend, setting up some demos and everything.
Well, I'm going to have to pay closer attention. I'm going to have to go look that up and see what that is. It's a whole weekend. Camping?
A whole weekend camping. I'm bringing out my, two campers. I'm bringing out my, the one for Linda, and I'm going to bring out my tent camper for the radio setup.
Well, I got a tent out there in the garage that I could set up. March, it's not going to be very hot yet. Possibility that could be kind of cool.
You wouldn't need AC at all there. Plus, we got electrical power out there and everything. If not, I got a generator. We're not close enough to electrical power.
Is that going to be like a mini field day or something? Is it going to be a radio event, or is it going to be something different? I didn't pay attention, so I'm not up to speed on it.
I guess it'll be like a mini field day event for setting up all the radios and everything and doing radio training.
Well, that sounds fun. Yeah, we used to have those all the time. He's going to start bringing those back. That'll be fun.
I'm going to bring my my tablet out with the Flex 1500 and a couple of field antennas and stuff. And my demo JS8 call.
Okay, well, that'll be good. I'll put that down on the calendar and try to make plans to be there. So what else is going on? What's new? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Let me turn my phone off. That's our servers are all going off the air and stuff tonight. The servers at the shop. That's my alarm's going off.
Okay, I wondered what that was. I looked down at my phone. It sounded like when somebody rings the doorbell, it goes off on my cell phone. And it sounds just like the doorbell on the cell phone. I looked down there at my phone and said, nobody's at the front door. I didn't know what was going on there.
Yeah, that's our iffy is messing up. They're out there troubleshooting everything, and I guess they're troubleshooting at nighttime when there's less traffic and stuff like that. And each time they reset something, it knocks out a bunch of my stuff there. As long as they get it back up by morning time, I'll be all right.
Well, at least you don't have to be on a bridge. When something like that goes wrong where I'm at, everybody gets on a bridge, and you stay there until everything is back to normal operating. And sometimes that's hours. I have had that go for 4 days straight one time. So at least you're not on a bridge for a long period of time. So everything going good at work?
It's going pretty good there. Kind of getting boring, but it got interesting again. You know how when you do the same thing day in and day out, you get kind of bored? And now we got some new stuff coming out. We're building our own e-commerce system and everything. That's going to be interesting. My next project is a color match where you upload a photo and we can tell you what products match the colors in that photo.
Okay, that's good. Some good challenges coming up. I was thinking about you the other day. I was pouring through some code and thinking about wondering how busy you were and if you had the ability to spend some time working on it too. But I didn't ask. I spared you from it.
I get with Wyatt there. Wyatt's been pretty quick. I taught him a little bit of C-sharp there.
Well, have you ever done C++ or has it always been C-sharp?
In college for C++, but I never was able to find a place to do C++ in the real world. So that's what I make. It was all C++ for my entire college.
Okay, so you know how it's organized. I got this really big C++ application that I've been pouring through for ham radio that I've been pouring through and thought about you. That's what I was doing just now when you called. I was going through the code line by line, studying it, trying to better understand exactly what's going on. It's an asynchronous library, so everything happens asynchronously, and there's queuing. And you just, whatever you want to happen, you just dump it on the queue, and it happens when it happens. And then there's multiple threads that can handle each one of the objects that you throw into the queue. So as you get more and more, it can consume more and more of the system resources so that it can keep up. So you're not going to get behind because you're single-threading everything. You know, it's multi-threaded, queuing, asynchronous. It's a lot of fun. It'll make your head spin.
I remember having a project to do something similar to that back in the day there. And that's, of course, you had to manage your own pointers and everything. You do your own garbage cleanup and everything, too, in there.
Yeah, this doesn't have any, it's not like, I don't know if C# is anything like Java. I think they're both interpreted languages. But Java's got its own garbage collection, and you don't have to worry about cleaning up as you go. This one, in C++, you're responsible. Everything you allocate, you have to free after you're finished with it, and then set the pointer back to null if you're not going to use it again, or set it to whatever you're going to use it for, so that somebody doesn't try to use some memory that you deleted. So it is more difficult with that respect, but a lot of the hard part has already been done. It's just understanding how it works. That's the hard part now. It's not like it's the first time you're doing it and you've got to be very careful and, you know, walk before you run. This is all running stuff. And it's all ham radio. It's not any commercial thing.
Now, Wyatt brought up an interesting point today. He was asking about the PowerSDR and the Raspberry Pi that you run on it. And I'm like, it's got to be converted. If the whole software was converted over, you'd go to .NET Core with a universal app. You could run the PowerSDR on Raspberry Pi, Apple, Linux, and everything like that. But that'd be quite an undertaking. I think there were probably about 50 people involved in the original PowerSDR, I believe.
Yeah, that would not be trivial at all. You're talking about a ton of work. And that wouldn't run under Wine, I don't think. That's something. I ordered one of those RTL-STRs, and it talks about how to get it set up and running on a Raspberry Pi. And I think they've got waterfall software and everything that you need. I think they've got a lot of the functionality that's in PowerSDR, nowhere near as filled out, I guess, as you could say, on as PowerSDR is. But a lot of the basics, I don't think anybody uses all the capabilities of PowerSDR anyway. It's just got too much stuff in it.
KVC.
The station, go ahead.
KM4KVC. Good evening. Yeah, I just was listening to you guys talking about C programming. I've been a C programmer for a long time, and I kind of just got in here a little bit late. Wasn't sure about what the topic was about, but kind of heard about C programming and was kind of curious as to what the topic was. Good evening.
Okay, I was giving David the opportunity. Both of our names are David, so it's going to be kind of difficult for you. My call's W4DJW. His call is KJ4YQK. And I know that's a lot all in one sentence, but the topic was about David's a programmer, and I used to program. I still program on my own time, but not at work anymore. But the one that I brought up was an asynchronous library for audio processing for ham radio, and it's a pretty extensive asynchronous library. The one he was talking about was PowerSDR that comes with Flex radios, or is used to drive a Flex radio and a lot of other radios. There's been a ton of ports on it, different people using it for different purposes. But that one, I believe, is written in C or C++ as well, or probably a combination of both. So that was the subject, a couple of different applications that are pretty heavy applications written in C and C++. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with those particular libraries. I'm not. I am very versed in C because I was a hardware programmer from way back. And so I'm kind of fond of C. C++, yes, I can program in C++. C, you know, strictly C is my major thing because you get the low-level programming thing, but those particular libraries, no, I'm not familiar with those.
Like you can do C. On C++, you can do C Sharp. C Sharp's pretty easy. I started off C++, went to C, then the C Sharp there. They're very similar. C Sharp is a managed code.
Now, I've tried to do the C Sharp thing, but unfortunately, C Sharp is it's pretty much geared more to much a Microsoft thing. C Sharp is more or less if you're wanting to do really high level stuff and want it to be separated. You know, C is going to be hardware oriented. C is right at the base of everything. As you go up, C Sharp is mostly trying to hide everything. And I've tried to program in C Sharp, but I don't really like C Sharp that much.
Yeah, I'm the same way. when Java came out, I thought, okay, that's nice. It was before C Sharp and Java, there was a language called TCL, Tool Command Language, and it was a fourth generation language, four generations away from the CPU, whereas C is three generations, C and C++. C++ is just C with a way to control the configuration so that it's more human-oriented, right? You've got objects, and you deal with objects, and they deal with their own little little world. So it's kind of an abstraction of C that makes it, because when C got to a point that you had hundreds of thousands of lines of code, it got unmanageable by any single person. So people took different sections of it. What C++ was, wrapper around all of that to put all of those little hundreds of thousands of lines in their own little objects. So now you just deal with a lot of code as an object, and that you can get your head wrapped around. But they're both third-generation languages, whereas TCL, Java, and C Sharp are all fourth-generation languages. They're interpreters for C and C++. And then down below all of that is the assembler language. I like that level that is in the third-generation range. Assembler, too much work. You got to do a ton of work, and you move very little information. C and C++, those the sweet spot for me. And then when you get up to TCL, Java, and C Sharp, that's too far away from the processor. I start losing interest. I'm the same way. W4DJW.
And KJ4YQK. Yeah, the C Sharp is fourth generation, but you do have the capability going unmanaged with the C Sharp where you can use the pointers and everything. You just have to remember all your C++ when you go unmanaged. Now, C Sharp's not really tied to Microsoft anymore. It's all open source. And with the .NET Core, you can go over to Linux in the Mac now with C Sharp.
I guess the reason I've hung on to C for so long is because you can migrate and use C across pretty much everything you want to use it for. Computers, microprocessors, whatever. Just about everybody has built libraries for any kind of processors, controllers, or anything you want to get right down to the hardware level. Yeah, as far as C-sharp, C++, yeah, that just added, it went from structs to, you know, C++ went from the C structs to the C, anyway, I can't get my mind to work, but object-oriented programming is where C++ went from there. C for me, I can get right down to the hardware level without having to program in assembly. Now, I can do assembly for a couple of processors, but assembly, yes, is really, for me, C is just working across the board pretty much. run the same as it's done in the 70s all the time out.
I think the word you were looking for is class, C++ classes versus pure C structures. Yeah, the class object is, we're making it more human friendly. But you got to remember there's a lot of dangers when you do that, because then people want to share data across objects and they make friend members. And then people forget that's a friend member, and somebody else may be working on it at the same time you're working on it, and boom, you get a blow up. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, my assembly language is basically the old 5800 processor. Remember those?
Don't know who you're referring to, or who you're trying to talk to.
Well, the closest I ever got to assembler was disassembled Java. Disassembled C executables, and tracing through the assembler that gets generated when you disassemble them. And boy, that's a mess.
So do y'all like those Raspberry Pi there? Do you like to run Linux on Raspberry, or you run the Raspberry OS?
Oh yeah, I've got a ton of Raspberry Pis, the little single half boards that are Raspberry Pi Zeros, and then the full size Raspberry Pi 3B and the 4 Raspberry Pi 4B. That's the one that's got the fastest processor. It's pretty quick too. It's for a little single board computer, and I'm exclusively use Raspbian, which is Debian Linux. I think Debian and Ubuntu kind of merged a little bit there. So it's like Ubuntu, Debian, Linux on a Raspberry Pi. And they're pretty fast and versatile and very robust. Hats off to the UK for creating that single board computer. A lot of competitors came out afterwards too. I watched some YouTube videos on it, and they're pretty impressive.
If I get the Icon 705, I'm thinking about building a Raspberry Pi for it, computer, probably with Raspberry or maybe one of the Linux distro, and put all the ham radio software on that and let that control that icon there for the field. I figure that would be pretty good on battery power.
Well, there's an OmniRig port for Raspberry Pis, and it works really good. And it's got all the radios, all the different types of radios on there. So you'll be able to use that to interface any program that you want to run on the Raspberry Pi with the OmniRig control, and it'll interface to the radio for you. So it makes it a whole lot quicker to market. I think you'll like it.
Wonder, do they got wine for the Raspberry Pi?
No, well, they do. It's Linux, so it runs Wine, but they also have Windows ported to Raspberry Pi. You can bring up an instance of Windows on a Raspberry Pi.
Windows 10 on my Raspberry currently, but the PowerSDR won't run on that because you need to convert it over to the Universal Windows app and update all the libraries and stuff. That's what I was thinking about Wine.
Well, you're going to need a FireWire driver too. Well, no, yours is USB, your 1500. I was thinking the 5000, you couldn't use PowerSDR on that because you don't have a PCI interface for a FireWire. And they probably never will put a PCI interface on a Raspberry Pi.
Very true. I'm going to take Stuart outside there. We got grandbaby over here, so I got to take Stuart to the kitchen, run him outside, so he'll interact with the grandbaby because he still gets excited when he sees her.
Okay, well, if you get bored and you're looking for some work to do and you want to play around on a Raspberry Pi with a really nice C++ program, right, I got one for you. So I'm just planting a little seed in the back of your brain, hoping it'll grow in your subconscious, and then you'll reach out and say, hey, what can I do to help? Anyway, good talking to you. KJ4YKK, W4DJW.